November 12, A Work for Everyone. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? Matthew 18:12. The parables of the lost piece of silver and the lost sheep teach most precious lessons. They deal with the subject of man lost and man recovered. Many, many more would be recovered if they were labored for as represented in these parables. Church members, ask God to give you a burden to open the scriptures to others and to do missionary work for those who need help. Some will be rescued in one way and some in another, but the work must always be done as the Lord shall lead. Let the publications containing Bible truth be scattered like the leaves of autumn. Lift him up, the Savior of souls. Lift him up higher and still higher. Catch the spirit of the great master worker. Learn from the friend of sinners how to minister to sin-sick souls. Remember that in the lives of his followers must be seen the same devotion, the same subjection to God's work. Of every social claim, every earthly affection that was seen in his life, God's claims must always be made paramount. Christ's example is to inspire us to put forth unceasing effort for the good of others. You have neighbors. Will you give them the message? You may never have had the hands of ordination laid upon you, but you can humbly carry the message. You can testify that all for whom Christ died shall have everlasting life if they believe on him. Let no one remain in idleness because he cannot do the same class of work that the most experienced servants of God are doing. It is not alone by men in high places of responsibility in the ministry, not alone by men holding positions on boards or committees, not alone by the managers of our sanitariums and publishing houses, that the work is to be done which will cause the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This work can be accomplished only by the whole church acting their part under guidance and in the power of God.